You're listening to the E-Commerce Marketing Show, presented by Privy.
Hey, what's up? It's Ben. Welcome back to another episode of E-Commerce Marketing School. This is a big week for us here at Privy. So before we get into today's episode, I wanted to call out the fact that this entire week, I'm going to be focused on email. Email. Okay, why do we all talk about email so much? Well, email's the lifeblood of a healthy e-commerce store. It's an audience you own, not Zuckerberg over at Facebook, not TikTok, etc. It's a contact list you can reach out to whenever you want. You can educate them about your products, drive them back to your store to recover their carts, make a repeat sale, and so much more. The data that we've seen across all Privy merchants is that each email contact that you collect is worth $15 for an e-commerce store. Think about that. It really is an amazing channel. We'll have a new email focus each day of this week, starting today with the MailChimp and Shopify breakup. You're probably saying to yourself, that's old news, Ben. That happened in 2019. But you're wrong. I can't even tell you how many customer calls I'm on where store owners never even heard what happened and don't really understand what the breakup means for their store. So I wanted to set it straight. In March 2019, MailChimp and Shopify announced that the MailChimp app for Shopify would no longer be listed in the store. Why? I don't work at MailChimp or Shopify, so I'll never know 100% of the details, but I'll never forget at Shopify Unite, Toby said that the two companies needed to take a break. And in the Shopify forum posts announcing the breakup on March 22nd, 2019, Shopify mentioned that it had to do with a disagreement over how customer data was flowing from MailChimp to Shopify. Anyways, in that post, Shopify said that the MailChimp app would no longer work, that it would be removed from the store, and they actually put together a guide on how to choose an email marketing solution that moving forward would be a great fit for your store. There's, of course, been a ton of rumors. Maybe the breakup came because MailChimp launched their own e-commerce landing pages and because Shopify had plans to launch their own marketing tools. Whatever. I doubt we'll truly know. But what we do know is that the MailChimp app is no longer listed in the Shopify app store. Okay, got it. They broke up. So what does this really mean for your Shopify store? When they did integrate, MailChimp helped you automate your email marketing for Shopify. And cart abandonment is the perfect example of that. So if MailChimp and Shopify aren't connected, you can't use MailChimp to send an email to someone that abandoned their cart. This is a big missed opportunity. We know that 70% of carts are going abandoned. So that's a massive amount of revenue that's currently slipping through your cracks. And then there's your order follow-up sequences. They won't know when to trigger. And your customer order history won't be syncing back to MailChimp. So when you go to send a VIP newsletter to people that have made more than three orders for you, your segment won't be up to date. If you're still using MailChimp with your store, in short, you're missing out. This is exactly why we spent the last year building Privy Email. When the breakup happened, we heard from thousands of our shared customers who were using MailChimp and Shopify. What should we do? Will it all still work? Do we still need MailChimp? Store owners were telling me how frustrated they were with how many friggin' apps they need. Do you really now need a new app on your store just to sync stuff over to MailChimp? No. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to cover everything we've launched with Privy Email. See you then.